Dear God, we come to you in the wondrous, mighty, amazing, completely loving name of Jesus. We just truly stand before you in awe. And Lord, that you know us. You know the thought afar off. You know the hair on our head. God, you know our down setting and our uprising. And Lord, you know what concerns us. Now God, in that you sent a son that is touched and moved with our infirmity. And Lord, I'm touched and moved with the infirmity that's in your people too. And I'm thankful for the love of God. But Lord, help us to come boldly today to find the mercy and the grace and the help in our time of need. And whether we know it or not, the need is right now. God, it's for something that might be affecting us right now. But God, we know that it's only your grace that's going to see us through. Now Lord, thank you for this time. And thank you, Lord, that it is a sovereign, it's a solemn, but yet a mighty rejoicing time. Because you found favor to call us to gather in the name of Jesus and to dwell amongst us, and you're here. And thank you, God, for that. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we're pleasing in the sight of God today because we've received the faith by grace to come in your name. Sup with us. Allow the Holy Spirit to anoint each and every life. May we receive of thee in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. I hope we really perceive the mighty moment that we're in right now with Him. And in that, let's turn to Galatians chapter 2. And can you imagine verse 20 and 21? It's Galatians 2, 20 and 21. I am crucified with Christ. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. I do not frustrate, I do not make void the grace of God. Oh no, we don't. For if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. And we're going to rejoice right there in verse 21 today. There's a reason he had to get me out of verse 20 today, because we wouldn't have got through. And I still don't know, it's all in His hand. But I do not frustrate, or I do not make void the grace of God. For if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. And brothers, we know, and sisters, we know that Christ Jesus is not dead in vain. So it must be grace. And I'm thankful today that we are here and can truly say, I am what I am. By the grace of God and nothing else. I am what I am by the grace of God. We are here to proclaim this morning, 2 Corinthians 5:21. We have been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We have been made, done, finished, completely righteous. And the righteousness of God, and that's the only righteousness there is, in Christ Jesus. And I'm going to tell you something. There's one thing about the righteousness of God. The righteousness of God never changes. Never. It's unending. It is exactly who and what you are in Christ Jesus. And let it be known, it never, and I mean never, leaves us because the blood has been applied. Now, what do you want? If you sit there a child of God today, you have been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And there's nothing better. I'm telling you, you've got it. How often I hear, though, God's precious people that don't know any better, "Oh, brother, I'm just trying to be righteous." Huh? I know no one has ever said that here. God help me, I've said it before. "Oh, I'm just trying to be righteous." Let me tell you something. We couldn't be righteous even if we tried. You can't do it. But I'm so thankful to God, brothers and sisters. It's so wondrous in Christ. That's what we are. That's who you are. We are righteous and holy. And at the very moment, that you received Christ Jesus as your personal Savior, you were from then on never changing, forever righteous and forever holy. Amen? Oh my goodness, people. And we're still sitting down. God got to free us up. Do you know what that means? I do believe you have a vision of it. It's time to get excited about how much God loves you and what He did, what's done and finished. Oh my goodness. And that's all He's called us to, is to rejoice in that, and you'll grow. Because that's grace. That's grace. The righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Get over it. It's grace. You couldn't receive that any other way. It had to be the blood of Jesus. And that's who you are. Not will be, not someday. You have been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Open it up, Lord. Open it up. Oh my. You see what this precious verse is saying? That's who you are. That's the life you got. Incorruptible. Yeah, isn't it awesome? Incorruptible. What don't we understand about incorruptible? It means it cannot be corrupted. Eternal. Forever that way. His very own life. He gave that to you. Huh? Christ liveth in me. And Christ liveth in me not because of who I am or what I did. Christ liveth in me because of grace. Christ lives in me because of grace. I think we're getting it. And brothers and sisters, He's got only one kind of life. The life that you have. The life that we read about in Galatians 20. Nevertheless I live. Right? Christ liveth in me. And you know what that life is? It's one kind. It's perfect. It's sinless. It's righteous. It's holy. And that's who we are. Amen? Amen. Amen, amen, amen. So what's it going to be? Grace or law? What's it going to be? Come on. What's it going to be? Is it going to be spirit or is it going to be flesh? Is it going to be you or is it going to be Christ? Or is it going to be thy word or is it going to be your thoughts? Amen? Come on. This is it. This is a wonderful time. I know we've heard these words, but God, make them alive like never before. That's called anointing. That's called taking heed. Let it work effectually in me, because today, by the grace of God, and this is all I've got, praise the Lord, He's told me that, son, I've got the manna for you today. Don't worry about manna tomorrow. It's going to be there when it gets there, because it's going to be today. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I've got it on my heart to tell us, is it going to be grace or law? It cannot be both. Where there is grace, there is no law. I've always heard it as oil and water, and I love that, but I'm going to tell you something. It's way beyond oil and water. They're not even in the same realm. They're not. Grace. I'm seated together with Him in the heavenlies in Christ. Yeah. Grace. Grace. Oh my. Ephesians 2:15. Having abolished in His flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments. Are you listening? Contained in the ordinances. You got it all right there. All of Leviticus. Whoop! He took it. Isn't that awesome? Romans 10:4. Got that 10:4? That's where it comes from. I'm confident. That means I got it. Roger and out. Serious. I was rejoicing in that. I said, you know, some Christian had to get that. And you know what Romans 10:4 says? Christ is the end of the law for righteousness. Christ is the end of the law. It's done for righteousness to everyone that believeth. 10:4? That's what amen means. I got it. I got it. Believe it. I receive it. It's the end of it. It's over. He put it away. It's nailed to the cross. The Lion of Judah breaks every chain, doesn't it? Not some of them. All of them. They're broken. But oftentimes we sit there like they're still there and they're gone. That's just your imagination. He broke them. It's the truth. It's His Word. It's who you are in Christ Jesus. But yet, brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you something. The opposite is true too. Where there is law, there's no grace. That's the truth. Oh, where there's law, there is no grace. And where there is no grace, there's no growth, there's no joy, and there's no peace. Because only grace brings us that. It does. Yep. A lot of times we try to think otherwise, don't we? Oh, I'm keeping it. I'm feeling awful good. Got lots of peace. How long did that last? Thank God it didn't. Thank God He woke you up. Thank God He showed you, son, it's My blood and My blood alone. And nothing else. It's so awesome. I can't get my heart off that cherubim. I pray that you go back. If you hadn't heard those studies, go get them. We rejoiced on Wednesday night. That is the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, saint. And she's got her eye upon the blood and it doesn't move. It's affixed. Oh, she's gracious. I'm towards the other saints, but you know what? I ain't looking at you. He's joined us as one because I got my wings spread out. Hallelujah. And God has done it. But I'm looking at the blood. I'm only looking at the blood. Oh gosh, there's freedom here today. There's freedom to soar. And it's time to mount up, and it's time to mount up now. Because it's going to be too late someday. It is. It's going to be too late. And she is nothing but His workmanship. Esther didn't know how to get anything done. That poor little orphan girl, she had no training whatsoever. No pedigree, no nothing. But God saw something. God saw a life that would receive the masterpiece. I don't care who your family is. I pray that they're the family of God. But that doesn't even matter. I care who you are in Christ Jesus. I'm forgetting those things which are behind. How about you? I'm thankful God's taken care of everyone. Every fault and every mistake. Every blotch. Every marked up thing. It's white as snow. And every time I yielded to God by His grace, He set it up as a reward. And I glory in that. But He's got it. In His faithfulness. Now we're going on. And what do You got for us today, Lord? It's not for me. It's us. It's us. You never leave me nor forsake me. This is something to get excited about. But where there is no grace, there is no peace. There's no rest. There's no comfort. There's no growth. You may think, though, that there's something special about you and that you can live both. And you can say in your flesh, my goodness, I'm feeling pretty good about this. I've got grace and flesh going on. Isn't that amazing? Well, I'm going to tell you something. I have news for you. The only one that you're fooling is yourself. The only one you are fooling is yourself. A little leaven, brothers and sisters, a little leaven leavens the whole lump. It spoils it all. And it will be all consuming if you want to go that way. Because the flesh can never be satisfied. It can't. It's insatiable in its appetite. It won't stop. You cannot satisfy it. Huh? If you yield yourself its servant, huh? You'll desire more self-works. If you yield yourself its servant, you'll become more puffed up. If you yield yourself its servant, you'll become more judgmental, more condemning. You will separate yourself from the people of like precious faith. And that is the truth. Because when the love and the grace of God gets a hold of your life, you can't help but be around people that love Jesus. That's it. The much the more as you see the day approaching, it just blossoms out of your heart. It says, Lord, I want to come together. It is amazing. I know myself. And in self, this is not a place that I would come. In self, this is not a place you'd be at. Oh, I love the outdoors and I love sports. And now they've given me a cable channel that I can see them 24/7 and then some. And if you have that and you're giving it over to God, praise the Lord. But if that has become your calling and you think that that's going to satisfy, all I'm praying is, Lord, let it get old awful quick. Yeah. Lots of things can take up our time. But if it's grace, brothers and sisters, and we'll hurry along. If it's grace, the thirst will become completely satisfied. It is. It'll become completely quenched. Praise God. You'll have sincere humility. You will find your life calling out to the Lord. Not my will, Lord, but thine. That's a precious time when you can really trust the Lord. You can say, Lord, you know what? You've taught me by grace to be content in whatsoever state I'm in. I'm trusting the leading of your hand. I'm finding out, Lord, that, you know what? It's not about this life. It's only about you in me in this life. And the path that you before ordained and those good works that I should walk therein, it's a privilege. It's an honor. Privilege and an honor. Not many mighty and not many wise ever enter into the kingdom of God. Thank God it didn't say not any. See, he's no respecter of person. But he knows what those things, apart from him, can take over, can't they? Amen? The love of money is the root of all evil. But let me remind you, let me very much remind you, I've seen people without any money love money more than those that had it all. Come on. Oh, yeah. Oh, how could he say that? Because you know what? The Lord tells me about our flesh. And then he gives us experience. And then maybe even a revelation like Brother Paul that says, oh, wretched man that I am. Huh? See, it's got to be grace that gets you out of that anyways. Because that's what each and every one of us are apart from the grace of God. I am what I am by the grace of God, and but for the grace of God, there go I. Know it. Man, my goodness, you don't have something to thank the Lord about. You got everything to thank the Lord about. You didn't earn or deserve one thing except death. Know it. I've told you that story before. I'm thankful the parents that God gave me and the grace of God that He had to give me parents to encourage me to work hard. I appreciate every young person, and it doesn't matter, old people too. How's that? Elderly. Sorry. I'm getting up there. If the Lord tarry in a blink, I'll be there too. But they encouraged me to work hard. But Mom encouraged me, son, whatsoever you do it heartily as unto the Lord. You don't do it for yourself. I'm not doing it for Mom and Dad. I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it for Him. Because Christ is working that in me. And you've heard it. You dig a ditch, you dig it to the glory of God. You're going to get an education to be an attorney, a doctor, you're doing it to the glory of God. If you're doing it for any other reason, you're wasting your time. And that is the truth. I don't care what man thinks of you. I care what God thinks of you. And I know that He'll order your steps. And He'll give you that. And He'll show you. And you'll walk boldly in them as you trust His grace. But there was a time in working diligently under the hand of God that there wasn't a yielding there. And I start to get a little bit fussy about people that said, man, brother, everything's been given to you. Oh, it's easy for you. Well, let me tell you something. I didn't feel it wasn't. Huh? I didn't feel it was. I didn't really know what to feel. All I knew was I was angry. And I knew that wasn't the Lord. And then I got a little bit bitter. And I said, well, you don't understand a thing. You don't understand how hard I work. You don't know how many hours I'm taking. You don't know many of all these things. I was building up a good story. We would have went to court, I would have won. You were wrong. No, I was wrong. He put me on my knees real quick and he said, "You know what, son? I gave you everything. Everything. Everything you are, everything you have, everything you ever hoped to be. It's in me." God, help us get over ourselves. Oh Lord, work it out of me. Work it out of me. And that's why He's got me here. I'm perfect in Him, but I'm not fully grown yet. I believe by His grace and His grace alone, I'm going to be ready to be offered. I'm running and I want you to run well too. But run in your own shoes. He gave you those shoes. They're glorious shoes. He gave you His life. It's a glorious life. It's the only life. Oh, Lord, help us to settle down in it. And brothers and sisters, it's never changed. It's always been the grace of God. Always. Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Did you hear that? Abraham believed God. Faith. Faith. And it was accounted unto him for righteousness. He who is born of God. I have just been singing this song. He's given me about an infinite number of songs. 1 John 3:9. He who is born of God doth not commit sin. And cannot sin. That's who's in you. That's who you are. That's the new man. Isn't that awesome? Now rejoice in it. Don't feel bad or wonder about it and say, "Well, why do I do that?" Well, because, brothers and sisters, you're fighting the good fight of faith to yield to who you have been given that life. It's Christ in me. It's Christ in me. Oh, by God's grace, I pray we get it. And I pray we don't just get it by the grace of God, that we live it. Not just have it in here, but truly take heed to breathe it in and rejoice in the grace of God. To understand that He delighteth in me. It's just the way it is. That I am highly favored, that's just a fact. Amen? Amen. It's just what it is. I love my children. It's just what it is. I'm so thankful for them. Even when they don't listen, they don't obey, I would have them do something different. And I am just a natural man. And you've got a heavenly Father. Oh my goodness. Called, chosen, and accepted in the Beloved. The foundation has been laid. It's not in the process, brothers and sisters. It's not in the works. It's done. It's done. They've even taken the Word of God and so distorted it. And know this, that there's even Scripture in some translation that say that we are being saved. You're not being saved. You're either saved or you're not. There's no process in that. Christ died. It is finished. Do you believe it? Is He your personal Savior? Get away from that stuff. Get away, O ye foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? It's grace. It's grace. It's only the blood. And I know we want to believe this today. And I know that's why we gathered here, to believe this today. But I also know that we struggle with this today too. It's a fight. And I'm going to leave you here with a wondrous verse. I want you to turn to Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 14. And if this doesn't get you singing as you leave this place today. Now, I'm not going to say it that way. I'm going to trust God that it's going to have you singing as you leave this place today. Because in His faithfulness, He's going to give you the grace to receive it. Now listen to this. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God. That's what he did for you. Perfect life. Couldn't sin. Lived it all. Praise be to God. And without spot. Now, here you go. Get this. Purge your conscience. Purge your conscience. That means thoroughly cleanse it from dead works. Dead works. To serve the living God. I don't know about you, but I'm just rejoicing today. Not only did His blood cover all my sin, and we know that. I know you know that, and I know you believe that. But He healed your mind too. It's done. It's completed. That's finished. And He said that He purged your conscience. He cleaned it, brothers and sisters. All the law, all the commandments, all the doing and don'ting. And all He's caused my heart to do today is to profess His love and to plead to take Him at His word. Huh? Old devil, hit the road. Hit the road. Hit the road. This is God's word. So what's the call? Take heed how you build thereupon. Huh? Take heed how you build thereupon. And I ask you, brothers and sisters, how do you build? Grace. Grace. What else? More grace. And He's given you all grace. And it's all sufficient for all things. And He told you to go abound in that grace. So you know what? Let's go. And go on. And grow in grace. Hallelujah. Grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are His workmanship. You are His workmanship. You are His workmanship. Let's bow our heads. Dear God, we thank You again for visiting us, Lord. We just appreciate the Holy Spirit. Lord, anoint each and every life here this morning. Help us to receive the grace of God. Oh, help us, Lord. That's the only thing that's going to grow us up in Christ. God, help us to leave man's philosophy, man's organization, man's thoughts, man's devices, and just put on and put in the grace of God. Lord, it's freely there for each and every one of us. You provided it before You ever set a star in heaven. It is all we need. And in that, Lord, just take it. Take each and every life here today. Open up the heart of man here today. And let us receive, yea, the deep things. And all of those deep things are Your grace. And in the wondrous, gracious, loving, truthful name, we say, amen, in Jesus Christ, amen.